Naval orangeworm control on almonds, the number one pest. There's a strategy to keep the damage down. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of that vast ag information network. David Haviland is a UCANR farm advisor, entomologist based in Kern County.
Well, the keys to the game come back to things you've heard for decades. And we call these the four pillars of a naval orangeworm integrated pest management program. So we've got winter sanitation, mating disruption, insecticides, and timely harvest.
So the timely thing to do now is sanitation. And Haviland describes exactly what you need to do.
So there's four steps to sanitation. There's the shaking process, get them off the trees, a pulling process, okay, to get the numbers down to a threshold, and then you're blowing and you're mowing,
which kills that mummy larvae.
All of them are needed. And here's why. The farther you go in reducing the number of mummies, is the more impactful sanitation is. And why is that? On the front end, when you're knocking mummies off and just reducing them, you're getting rid of worms. Okay, that's good, that's beneficial. But once you get down into these really low numbers, you're reducing worms, but anything that survives is struggling to find mates. If they do mate, they're struggling for a place to lay their eggs.
And that further reduces the numbers for 2026. So sanitation is critical. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.